Your week out right with some football tailgate fun at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed football and catch your favorite team on any of our 18 screens. Win a pair of Raiders tickets, prizes, a spin for $100 or nothing, or $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Grub on our stadium snack menu, half off until end of halftime. For details, log on to windriver.com. Football is better at the river. Play our $100,000 pro football promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly picks, prior week's results, and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500.
Plus weekly drawings.
Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. Earn bonus plays every day.
Win $100,000.
For official rules and details, log on to WinRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, it's Tuesday, and Linda is on sabbatical today. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Is that perky there, Bob?
It is an improvement over yesterday.
Oh, come on. Was I that bad?
Jeez. You kind of started off slow. As Linda observed, kind of got off to a little bit of a rocky start, and then you finally picked it. The colonel rallied the troop and got
I kind of thought I was being kind of like mellow on a Monday. You can't be mellow on Monday or Tuesday or hump day. So it was raining on me today. I thought it was supposed to be like nice yesterday and sunshiny today.
Well, this is the last vestiges of the storm, Carl. Looking at the KCNR weather radar this morning, we see a few bands of showers still moving through the area, but that will change by about noontime. Bright sunshine by the afternoon. High today of 67 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low dropping into the 40s. Plentiful sunshine as we move into Wednesday. The high nudging up back towards the 80-degree mark. And then some clouds on Thursday.
I'm so confused.
It's kind of an off and on. We'll see clouds, but warmer temperatures. As we get into next week, though, we see rain returning to the North State with more rain, around half an inch of rain predicted for next Monday. That's far enough out that take that with a grain of salt. So right now we're looking at a sunny afternoon, a bit drizzly this morning. And currently in Reading, it is 54 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where all their customers are warm friends at Shasta Gas Propane. They have senior and veterans discounts. It's a veteran-owned business. Chuck and Judy Kenny, 365-3793. It's 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here. Good morning, everybody. My goodness, there's a lot of stuff going on. And I just can't keep track of everything that's being pouring out of the WikiLeaks. But get this. A United States Marine Corps 4-star retired general by the name of Cartwright just pled guilty in a federal courthouse of lying to federal officers who asked him if he was the leak. And he hasn't confirmed that he was a leak. So lying to the FBI if he was the leak that to the New York Times that said that and it detailed how the Obama administration and Israelis working together had inserted that virus into the Iranian computers.
Oh, the Stuxnet,
the Stuxnet, and they people were really upset about it because the. Republicans were because they said there's all types of, extremely secret data, top secret data going out here telling the Iranians we did it. I mean, who in the heck leaked this? Well, it turns out Cartwright, who is an inner White House worker, he's got though he was a Marine, he was also on, he was also chairman of the joint, he was a vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So somehow, and he says, I did that because there was other sources giving up stuff that wasn't true. Now, he has never admitted it, but they've got all types of emails and everything. So anyway, he's going to be sentenced January 10th, which is 2 days before Obama leaves office. So Obama can turn around and commute a sentence and pardon him. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't it just can it?
You know, the thing that bothers me is that one, he's, you know, he's obviously he made, you know, 4 stars. He had done, you know, he had done
yeah, they don't just hand those things.
No, he had done great things in his time in the Marine Corps. And of course his nickname was Hoss Cartwright. And but you know, it ends up like this. It ends up, you know, with you know, a felony conviction.
That ends his pension, doesn't it?
No,
it
because it ha- no. It's like if a policeman, if anybody has a pension and they earned the pension, and then years later they did something illegal, it's not going to end their pension. They'd have to go back specifically and say, "Hey, we need to dump his." We'd have to take his pension away. I mean, that's. They earned it during the good times of their life, and so if something happens later, they're not going to take it away from them.
Do you recall the statement being made early on that this would be the most transparent administration in American history? Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And
how's that working out?
It's not. How's it working out for anybody? So, and then you get into all the more and more stuff pouring out of WikiLeaks on Hillary Clinton. I wrote a blog yesterday that said, "Well, I can't vote for Hillary Clinton." I know people are going, but I kind of put down some facts why I couldn't. You know, I'm not saying why nobody else can or should or shouldn't or anything like this. And I said, "Look, this has got nothing to do with the we're talking about a numerous problems." Of Donald Trump. This is why about Hillary Clinton. And it goes, you know, it starts with that Travelgate when she first moved into the White House and fired all the little people there remember that? And they gave the travel business to one of her associates.
Because
It's, you know, it's $1 million business there because all the travel they do. And it was investigated. She was found to have colluded to get rid of these people. They had to rehire all these people and put them back in their jobs. And most people don't remember that, especially young people. They don't remember that. And then all the other things that went along with it. I didn't get into Vince Foster and that kind of stuff. That's so conjecture.
The trail of dead
this
bodies.
I'm not, you know, and oh, look at all the dead people around. But probably if you, you know, looked at us, oh, look at the dead bodies around Bad Bob. But then going into things, you know, that she has been involved in. And I, you know, Benghazi, not the fact what happened, because that could have just been her ineptness in handling things or people making decisions that she never saw. I'm not saying it was, but she did know what was going on then, and nothing was happening. And that, there could be a number of reasons for that, but it's not even for that. It was for what happened afterwards when she lied to the parents. Of these young men or these men who had died, parents and family of Chris Stevens and Sean Scott, and
it was a reaction to a movie.
And then saying, "What difference does it make now? What difference would have made if it was Chelsea over there to you?" I got a feeling if Chelsea was there, that she would have found different ways of handling this. But then, what difference does it make? See. It's a coldness and a lack of moral spirit that kind of brought that on. But the biggest thing was what she's done in the Middle East when she was Secretary of State, she and Obama, to actually give birth to the and it wasn't her, of course, but she provided the petri dish that the virus of ISIS grew in. By pulling the troops out of Iraq, by the destabilization of the whole Middle Eastern countries, Libya, gloating and laughing over, "We came, we saw, we killed him," you know, that kind of thing. It was just those kinds of her actions and her ineptness in handling things. You know, and the server where Oh, yeah, a private in the Marine Corps would have been hammered. That would have just known these things are classified, and she kept 27 I don't knows, and the FBI director saying she has no really, she doesn't really understand the you know, the security system. Oh, come on. And it's just, I guess, the moral compass of this woman and her husband to think that they're going to be, you know, that she could be president of the United States and what she is going to do. She is a vindictive woman. And I'm not saying men can't be vindictive, and it's not, you know, oh, vindictive woman, oh, it's a sexist. No, men can be very vindictive, too. But she is a vindictive person, I should have said, a vindictive person, and she's going to get even with people. Oh, and I tell you what, and if you're one of those deplorables out there, or you're a coal miner, or you're a conservative, you, look what Obama did. He went after people through their taxes, through the IRS. He did it. Oh, well, we didn't know. No, it wasn't him. Well, of course it was him. It was the atmosphere. And if you don't think that atmosphere is going to expand, if Hillary Clinton gets elected, you're crazy. And all my friends out there that are Democrats, your rights are going to be trampled just like everybody else's. And that's why I said I can't vote for Hillary Clinton. Got to take a break. I want to come back and talk about a number of things, mainly some of the propositions. I'm going to go start going through some propositions and kind of give them some thoughts on that. It's about 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Carl, I'm on the bot. Bad Bob Belongi. We'll be right back.
Here's to Hillary, the dancing queen.
This is Pastor Terry Oxley of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a society where a handful of political leaders whose minds have been corrupted and depraved are making laws and life-altering decisions that affect all of us, especially our children. These insane, foolish laws are being forced on us regardless of our beliefs. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ and a commitment to live by God's Word will protect you from this moral decay. What are you doing to protect those you love from this insanity? If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit us at our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palos Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's Carl and Linda Bach and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning, everybody. It's a little bit of a rainy day, a little bit of a rainy morning at 21 minutes after the hour of 7. Here on the Tuesday, October the 18th, 54 degrees, going up to 69 today. It should be clearing. I know, that's Footloose, right? From the movie
from the original from the better one.
I tell you what, I used to have
the remakes.
I had that movie recorded, but I only watched the one part. I mean, I don't even know what the rest of the movie's about. That last part where they're all dancing down in the Grange Hall or wherever that place is, and here's these kids who've never danced their whole lives and all this, but they are out there busting some moves that are just really remarkable.
Yeah, quite.
You don't think it was like a movie,
right? Yeah,
I mean, okay. This portion of the show is brought to you, speaking of busting some moves that are great, is Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. If you're looking for the perfect gift for your loved one, you just head on down there to Dandelion Boutique. If you're not sure what they want, but your wife, girlfriend, or significant other wants, just go on down and talk to the ladies down there. They're going to help you find the perfect gift. It's easy for me because Linda goes in there a lot. And she, it kind of like says, well, if he walks through the door, these are kind of the things in this order that I would like. So depending on what kind of present it is, I can go right away to the Brighton Bags, or I can work my way through it, other things. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street.
So that's a place where you go when you're asking yourself, well, how mad is she?
That's what it is. That's why I said, depending on what kind of gift it is, I can go right to the Brighton Bags, pick one out, and just walk out, be in and out in 5 minutes. Or if I'm going to say, well, you know, that's not too bad this time, you know, I can just, or if you can just be as I want to buy her a nice gift.
There you go.
Which I've done before. Stand Down 2016, October 20th, 21st, and 22nd for all homeless veterans and other veterans. It's a hand up, not a hand out. It's going to be at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Thursday and Friday. We'll be down there Friday and try and grab Ted Lighty and pull him in here. And we're going to be down at the Stand Down in Anderson. It's free community services available at this event. A clothing issue, job services, and unemployment insurance information. A temporary homeless shelter for veterans, their families, and their pets. Food, of course, drug and alcohol counseling, Veterans Administration benefit information, general assistance, entertainment, and more. For more information, call 605-8114. And this is their, it's like the, I don't know, the 10th or 11th stand-down they've had. It helps a lot of people. Spaghetti Fundraiser. Now, I'll be talking about two of these, so don't get confused, but presented by Wings of Angels and Sons of Italy, Saturday, October 22nd, the Sons of Italy at 4850 Cedars Road, from 4 to 7:30 p.m. They've got a live auction at 7 p.m. Yeah, the cost is $12 for adults, $6 for children, and 12 and under. Tickets available at the door online at alyssaswingsofangels.org. Great raffle prizes, and this year Wing of Angels is honoring 11-month-old Bowen Lockwood of Reading, who was diagnosed with leukemia in May, and Annabelle of Cottonwood, who is battling sarcoma. For more information, contact Donna at 941-9932. Okay, those are good things. The Nick Dahl Memorial Golf Tournament may be running on this Saturday. I need to find out for sure. And at the Churn Creek Golf Course, because they had to postpone it from the rain last time.
You know, somebody called us to task yesterday because we weren't screaming about all the bad things. But we're a community station. We cover a lot of latitude, and a lot of people, I think, don't quite appreciate
it. You know, if you're a community radio station, you cover community things. You know, like we're going to be talking to Jack Potter here in a second, head of the Reading Rancheria, and some of the things they're doing. I mean, then we've got somebody that's running for office in between. And we have days that we're just, you know, we just rant and rant and rant. And nobody says anything there.
Yeah.
I mean, did they notice that I ranted this morning?
I did, but I'm sitting here.
Yeah, that was a rant. Not a big rant. Because, you know, frankly, I can't get too excited about this. But so what's that mean? I've got the Donald. But I will tell you some things. Here's a man that's been business his whole life. And in the last 3 weeks before the election, five women come up and say he said that he had molested them or sexually assaulted them. Are you kidding?
Yeah, this has
maneuver. You know, they tried it before, and it was found out to be totally wrong. So you know what? This is just, you know, this is like trying to say that. Remember that they said that Bush had I don't know what was it? Oh, Dan Rather ruined his career over a lie.
Yeah.
Remember that? And, you know, and he deserved to have it.
I saw somewhere where somebody was trying to hang the spiraling cost of Obamacare on the Bush administration.
Of course they are.
Hello.
Propositions. Proposition 52, the Medi-Cal hospital fee program. What it does, it extends indefinitely a statute that imposes fees on hospitals to fund Medicare, Medi-Cal health services, care for insured patients, and kids' health care. I actually talked to the people that are behind this, that are running the campaign for this, and talk to them about why they're doing this. And it's why vote for it. It extends a statute that would generate up to $3 billion a year in matching funds from the federal government to pay for health care for low-income residents. The proposition keeps the legislature from getting these funds for other things. That right there is good enough for me. But who's for it? Everybody. Who's against it? One office. The Service Employees International Union, United Healthcare Workers West. It's one union. One part of a union. It's not all of them, even. When I talk to the people, this is definitely a yes. Proposition 53, revenue bonds. If approved, voters would have to approve any state project funded by more than $2 billion in bonds. It would provide greater transparency to voters on these large projects, and let voters have a direct say in whether the state should spend the money on these projects. Why vote against it? It could impact infrastructure and other projects proposed by regional government organizations. It provides no exemption for emergencies or natural disasters. It could derail efforts to provide necessary and urgent infrastructure improvements. Who's for it? The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Who's against it? Firefighters, Association of California Water Agencies, League of California Cities, California Hospital Association. So that means, of course, that I vote yes. I think it should be transparent. I think if you're going to spend a lot of money on things like the – and even though people did vote on it, if they could vote again, they might vote differently. I think we'll at least put it out there. And if it's a good idea, people will vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there's parts of it that says, you know, what if it's an emergency? I think if it's an emergency, you can find funds from other places.
Quite possibly. Do we have an emergency here in this city that Gary Catt has constantly said, you know, he gets told that the reserve is a rainy day fund. Hello, folks, it's raining.
It's raining crime.
It's biblically raining.
It's raining crime here. So, yeah, you could say that. What about Proposition 54? That requires legislators to post bills online at least 72 hours before it votes. The legislature also would have to record its proceedings and post them on the internet. Well, I mean, this is a no-brainer here. What this means is they can't pass things in the middle of the night, gut one bill, put another bill into it, and then pass it. But nobody knows what's going on. Even their own people don't know what's going on. Hello? Wouldn't you – I mean, imagine that you get to look at a bill for 3 days beforehand? Why should you vote for it? It stops surprise legislation. Why vote against it? It could affect lawmakers' abilities to respond to emergencies. It could, but it wouldn't. As well as slow down bipartisan efforts to solve problems. Ha ha, ha ha. Not true. Who's for it? Everybody. Who's against it? The California Democratic Party. Right there is a vote for yes. And individual lawmakers. That's who's against it. So they can't keep pushing things in there in secret. I mean, wouldn't you like to see that, Bob? I mean, really?
I would actually see that
they've got to put the bill out there online so everybody
I would
can
like,
take a
yeah,
look at it.
The nighttime deals where what goes, you know, you go to bed and one law is on the floor and you wake up and another law was passed with the same number on it, that is pure chicanery.
Okay, so Proposition 52, yes. Proposition 53, yes. Proposition 54, yes. And we're going to take a break and I'll get to the rest of these this week. So I will, you know, that's just what, of course, my opinion. I don't want to tell people how to vote. I'm just telling you how I'm voting on this.
And LaMalfa put up his list of picks on his page. I'll have to look at, see if I can look it up.
See.
But he makes a good argument for some of the stuff.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Angel. Good morning, Quid Pro Quo. into the chat room and many, many others. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Somebody started their business same time Linda and I started Free Fire Radio. And like us, he has become a success, and he has done it through hard work, customer service, and having everything a gun owner would want. He has all the guns they may want to buy, long guns, pistols, shotguns. He has all the shooting accessories and classes on concealed carry. And they are gunsmiths there that are of just the finest, finest work. They're at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Boy, you just had to catch me on that one.
Boy, we call
you?
That a post.
That was, wow, that got me going. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They provide the finest in tobacco and tobacco accessories, coffees to Espresso Joe's, and any other place you're going to find anywhere in town or any place else. Espresso Joe's has discounts for veterans. Joe and Shelley run a great place. It's a veteran-owned business, and I can't say enough about them. Walk-in humidor that's simply outstanding. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Jack Potter's here with me.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, and we're talking about the Indigenous Peoples Day. And you know what? It's after, I mean, maybe when you get a chance, maybe we can have you come back in again, because there's some things I'd like to talk to you about, like this meeting you just went to.
All right, that sounds great.
You know, and it was the...
The National Congress of American Indian. I sat on that board for the Pacific region, which means I represent all the California tribes.
That's big.
So there's 12 regional seats for, like, Pacific,
yeah, yeah.
Alaska, Midwest, Southwest. And
how many tribes in California?
116 federally recognized tribes, about 75 that aren't recognized. In traditional times, there was about 500.
Wow.
So there's about 300 that are extinct.
I really do want you to come in one day. Well, let's sit down and talk about this, because I think a lot of people don't understand. And when you say recognize, everybody understands recognize, but why some tribes are unrecognized. But the Indian Nation recognizes them.
Yeah, we acknowledge our people. And a lot of the non-recognized tribes are the traditional tribes of California that signed the 18 unratified treaties. Stuff, and then the government says, oh, you're not Indian. At one time they said, you were too much Indian, and so they didn't want to deal with them because they still had Indian attitudes, Indian, you know, they were too strong in their stance, and now they're saying, oh, now you're not enough Indian.
You know, okay, I'm gonna schedule you through your people again, but I'd love for you to come in and let's just talk about this. This is spectacular. Gary's going to be in here later in the later in the month,
okay.
with the hospital and all the things you're doing there, the clinics and all
that
you're doing there.
Glenn?
With Glenn, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting, too. Okay, but you're here to talk about the
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Right.
Yeah, so this is second annual event. The Shasta Historical Society approached us. Local Native Americans, different ones from different tribes, the Redding Rancheria, Pitt River Tribe, the Winnemem Wintus, the Wintu Tribe of Northern California, and asked if we would share a little bit of our history. They said they know Shasta County, you know, history didn't just begin in 1850. And so they wanted to get some Native history and, you know, kind of share what happened to the Natives in Shasta County. And so last year was an introduction to Indian country. We spoke about the five tribes that are traditional to Shasta County. And this year we're bringing up some modern issues that still tie back to, you know, issues from long ago, like the kid in Anderson who didn't get his diploma this year because he wore that sash. And so,
oh, yeah. What was that? You know, that was dumb.
And so that's something in traditional times. Those sashes were made when you achieve something in life and they were presented to you.
Sure.
And so we're talking about that, and we have a scene about that in there where the girl's presented with her sash by her grandfather and her aunt, and that was passed down from generation to generation. The principal tries to stop it, but the teacher grabs the diploma and hands it to the child because in the scene, the school teacher is actually like the great-great-granddaughter of Lieutenant Crook from Fort Crook out of Fall River. And they did this paper where the girl chose him, and the teacher's like, you're just picking on me. That's my grandfather. He didn't do all these things. But the Native girl provided her the documentation from the California archives of his diary where he wrote, he killed this many Indians on this day, took this many scalps. And the teacher was like, oh, my God, I didn't know my grandfather did all this. And, you know, our family didn't talk about that. And so a lot of the stuff, it's all documented from the California archives.
Wow.
Just like here in Shasta County, you could get money, make money off of taking the scalps of the Native American or the head. So instead of digging in the creeks looking for gold, you know, your chances of finding it, you could find about $3 in a couple months. Or you could just go scalp an Indian, get a $1.25 gold piece. Or if you brought the head in, you got a $5 gold piece. So it was easier to get rich off, you know, killing the Native Americans.
Gee.
And that ended in 1906. In the state of California, it was a law. On the law
I
books.
I mean, but, okay, I'm thoroughly floored on that one. 1906.
Yeah, because if you think about it. You know, like I know I was born in 1971.
Yeah.
That was just, you know, 60 some years before I was born. My grandmother was born right after that.
You can still kill Native Americans in 1906 and nothing would happen?
Nothing would happen.
I mean, it wasn't like a murder?
No. Because of California's law, they passed the Genocide Act. And so California actually had a law in the books. While Abraham Lincoln was freeing the African-American slaves, California legislators passed the protection, the act of to protect the Native American. But we call it the Genocide Act because it said you could indenture them into servitude by so they would get the kids. They would kill the parents. And the law said, the law said if there's orphaned children, you could claim them. And you prove that they're orphaned, and so they would go to the state or the county seats and say, these children, I'm going to put them under indentured servitude, take care of them, because their parents are dead. Well, how do you know their parents are dead? Well, I killed them. So they gave testimony like that, and they would actually become like the owners of those children until, I think the females were 21 and the males were 25.
Are these things that people are going to learn about this weekend?
So these are in the script, and it's all documented, and so.
National, or the Indigenous Peoples Day, it's going to be this Saturday. Where's it going to be at?
At the Cascade Theater.
Cascade Theater.
A street fair from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be dance performances. There will be vendors out there, food vendors and everything. And then the program actually starts at 1 o'clock p.m. It is free to the public.
Now, Jack, you're the chairman of the Ready Rancheria.
That is correct. I just got reelected last night.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Anybody running against you?
I had three people running against me, and I held my seat.
Held your seat, though, huh?
Yeah. So I must be doing good.
I'm glad to hear that people ran against you. Because if they don't, I mean, we all do. We all get a little complacent. But if people run against you, you've got to say, hey, this is what I stand for. This is where I'm going to. And you get reelected. That's great.
Yeah, and it was the first time a Reading Rancheria ever let the membership vote. Usually we just had our elections and then the seven councilors elected within. But at last month's
general. So it's kind of electoral college kind of thing.
Yeah, last month's general membership meeting, a member made a motion. I want our members to vote for our chair and vice chair. And so it was something new, and I sat there last night kind of nervous, like, oh, my God, what is this? We've never done it that way, and I probably got a few gray hairs sitting there, but then in the end I won.
But that's good, though.
It was good because it, I don't know, made me look from a different viewpoint. And
well, I think it does because now you're, instead of looking at just seven people, it's what your influence is with everybody in your tribe.
Yeah, and there was, I think about a turnout of, because we have 157 adult voters, and I think we had 98 voters that showed up. So that's a good result.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Well, okay, Indigenous Peoples Day here at the Cascade Theater, October 22nd. It's going to start at 10 a.m. With the street fair, and then into the Cascade, and there's going to be great things, scripts, people talking about what's happened to Indigenous people here. I think everybody needs to come down and take a look at this because this could be very, I think it's going to be very illuminating. And you promised to come back and talk with me here in the near future about the where you were just at.
At the big
meeting that you had. And by the way, there's a movement in Utah by a senator there to take one of the reservations, just take a small piece of it, a million acres. Away from the people under eminent domain.
Yeah, and so I thought that was kind of funny because Obama made a pledge to put so many acres back in trust for the tribes, which he achieved, and then the senators introduced a bill in his state to remove that. So it's like it's kind of Obama placed this much back for the Indians, and then one state's trying to take it.
Yeah.
So
okay,
things are always happening in Indian country.
Hey, thanks a lot for being here. And Saturday.
You're welcome.
This Saturday, Indigenous Peoples Day, down at the Cascade Theater, starts at 10 o'clock.
All right. Have a good day.
You bet. You too. We'll be right
Thank
back.
You.
Tent. Who?
Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County. Dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, my name is Julie Winter, and I am running for Reading City Council. I moved to Reading with my husband 27 years ago, raised our two sons here, and call Reading our forever home. I'm a family nurse practitioner with a master's degree from UCLA, and I'm proud to say that our medical office has won Best of the North State 4 years running. I serve on the City of Reading's Community Development Advisory Committee, as well as the board of my local professional organization, and Advance Reading that manages the Civic. I am a graduate of Leadership Reading and a member of numerous civic organizations. My commitment to grow our local economy, leverage our city's assets, and make our streets safe again is unfailing. I believe that Reading's best days are still ahead. Join me to create a thriving, prosperous city for generations to come. Go to juliewinter.com, visit my Facebook page, and vote Julie Winter for Reading City Council on November 8th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Julie Winter for Reading City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda's on. She doesn't come in on Tuesdays. She's on sabbatical on Tuesdays. So I have Christy Kidd.
Yay.
And I'm going to tell you, guess who was with me this morning? Christy Kidd.
She's going to be jealous.
You know, she, no.
Not like that. Like, she'll miss me.
Oh, she'll miss you. Yeah, yeah. That's why. She said, yeah. She doesn't care about me. Exactly. She just likes you a lot.
I know.
You are the public affairs person down in at Turtle Bay, and there are so many things going on there.
So many.
Including the Indigenous Peoples Day that was just in here. Turtle Bay's working with us.
We are. From what I understand, if I actually read all the text correctly yesterday, we're bringing out artifacts and things to the event on Saturday. And I know we've been supporting through actually, you know, we've been going to the planning meetings and helping mm-hmm. as much we can as well. But we're going to have a booth up there, and I think we're going to be having artifacts from our collection, which will be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of things going on down there.
And if you, not to discourage you from going to that, but if you don't go to that, we have stuff going on at the park that day too. We have one of our exhibitions is Bountiful Harvest, which is all these beautiful, beautiful art pieces by Oregon artist Betty LaDuc, and it's all about agriculture and harvesting, and it's the people who do the harvesting and things like that. And so Healthy Shasta is the presenting sponsor for that, and they are coming in and doing a local foods cooking and tasting demo on Saturday.
Wow.
I know.
What time's that?
There's actually two. There's one at 1 o'clock and one at 2 o'clock. They're both about a 45-minute program, and of course you'll have food. You'll get tastings, but they're going to have giveaways and things like that as well. And it is free with admission, but you do have to register.
Like, so. Is it going to be kind of like food from the 1800s, like mule ear and things like that?
I don't know. I actually know nothing about it, which is terrible for me having to come in and talk about it.
Okay, I won't mention it again. I know skipped right over the mule ear, though.
I know. But
probably bait.
Yeah, right. But it is free with admission, but you do need to register because we can only have up to 40 participants in each
one. That's right.
One.
There's only so much food.
There's only so much food.
There you go.
We can't feed everyone. So go to turtlebay.org to register for that.
What else is going on?
Oh, gosh. Where do we want to begin?
Everything's going on out there.
Everything's going on.
I tell you what, the hotel's going up like crazy.
It is. And thankfully this year, now that it's raining, the building is closed up and there's a building. So last year they had to stop when it started raining. Now there's actually other projects they can work on inside, which is great.
If it's not leaking.
Yeah, true.
Well, this good is a test. Good way to find out. Yeah. Well, okay, it's not leaking.
I guess we'll find out.
At least this part.
Yeah, at least not this section. Yeah, so they are working all day, every day, which is really wonderful. And we're really excited about it. So
okay, so we have some new things opening up. Getting ready to.
Now we have all of our exhibitions open, and now it's all the programming that goes with them. So, like I said, with the local foods demos on Saturday, we have three new animal programs starting I think it's this Thursday. Yeah, it is this Thursday. So Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 1:30, there will be animal programming, and it changes day to day.
What do you mean by animal programming?
Well, different things. Like, this one is not new. It's a returning favorite. Mm-hmm. You can, assuming it's not pouring down rain, you can go on an animal parade and see you walk with, usually it's either Spike or Porcupine or Sweet Pea the skunk, and they will walk down the boardwalk with you. Like, you, it's a parade, and they lead the way, and you get to follow them down. They're off leash. They just walk, and it's pretty fun because they, you know, particularly Sweet Pea the Skunk gets a little distracted sometimes.
Sweet Pea the Skunk, is she being fixed?
Yes, yes, she cannot spray.
Just wondering, just in case, you know, she gets scared by accident.
No, nope, she will not spray anyone.
She just gets everybody. She deposits herself on everybody.
That's an experience you didn't expect to get at Turtle Bay, right? No, that, you won't,
I
promise.
Have to pay extra? I'm sorry, you got sprayed. That'll be another $5.
Yeah, sorry.
This is the only time you have to pay extra at Turtle Bay is if the skunk sprays you.
Yeah, no, gosh, we would pay you, dear Lord. But thankfully, that won't happen. things like that. So we have that. We have one program that is called Animal Aviation to go with one of our other exhibitions, Take Flight, and it's talking about, you know, different reasons why birds fly and what they use it for, whether it's migration or for hunting or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we've got that and Survival, which is an indoor animal show in the Mill Building, which is, again, a returning favorite. It's about kind of how different animals protect themselves in the wild, and that goes from scorpions to the bobcat. So it's pretty interesting.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that starts Thursday.
Yeah, they start. It's a different one each day, and they start Thursday. I think this Friday is the only day that doesn't have one because we have too much programming and other outside commitments and no staff to teach it. So the Friday one will start next week.
The Friday one will start next Friday.
Yes.
But not this Friday.
But most of them start on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And then we have one last big one.
Okay.
So we have a really wonderful program called Planetree, and it is, we're helping with, let's see if I can pronounce it or say the whole thing. It's a very, very long name. Shasta Regional, I know the letters. Hold on. I got to look it up. But we are helping replant areas that have either burned down or were destroyed from mining and things like that. And, so our Planetree program, you can buy a tree for $25 and have it planted in honor of someone or just to support.
So you just buy you pay $25 and your tree is going to be out and planted.
Exactly. But next Saturday, we're having a community planting event. So if you've bought a tree since all through 2015 or up until now, of course, or you can buy one that day, you actually can plant your tree.
Where?
This is why I had to pull it up because it's all complicated for me. It is China Gardens at Lower Clear Creek. If you go to turtlebay.org, we have directions on how to actually get there.
I know where that's at.
Yeah. It's a really lovely place to picnic. You know, you can hang out there. And so
you're
going to
plant trees there and ruin all that picnicking? It must be a different area.
No, it's a slightly different area.
Okay, I just wondered.
But it is with, let me say it correctly now, Shasta Resource Conservation District and Bureau of Land Management. That's why I could not remember that name off the top of my head. But that's who we work with on this. And so it's a really wonderful program. And next Saturday, assuming it is not raining, from 10 a.m. to noon, you can actually go out and plant your tree if you've already purchased one, or purchase one and plant it that day. So it's a fun little community project.
It'll be a great time.
It is.
It'll be
this
a great
is the
time.
Second time we've done it. And so we didn't do it last year, but the year before we did. And it went really well. So we're excited to bring it back. So.
Well, Turtle Bay's just
all kinds of
trotting right along. Huh?
All kinds of stuff.
Just percolating right down there.
I know.
We were there, of course, then for the wild animal. The Mutual of Omaha's Wild Animal exhibit.
That was
which
fun.
Which was fun. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, having them in here.
Yeah, they came in here before, huh?
I still got a photo of I forget what the name of the little animal is, but the big eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Is
it the lemur? He
had
another
lemur,
one that was like
the lemur.
Yeah,
the lemur. Big eyes. And he turns around and sticks his – and the way they say hello is sticking their tongue up another lemur's nose. Well, the guy that's holding it, lemur turns around, sticks his tongue right up the guy's nose, and
both
eyes are big. And I'm like, I got a photo of that, and I'm like,
perfect.
I mean, do you do this all the time? Like, the lemur sticks his tongue up your nose. I mean,
I guess you get used to it. You know?
At what point does this become strange?
Or at what point does it become normal? Right.
Which is even scarier.
Yeah, a little bit. But hey, it's all right.
Okay, well, there's a lot of stuff going on out
there. A lot going on. And everything, as always, is on turtlebay.org. So you can catch up on all of the events daily or any events coming up that are bigger, like the Community Planting Day.
Community Planning Day.
Yeah.
So what other exhibits are out there?
So we've got...
Because we still got...
Do I still have time? I'm talking fast.
You are, but that's okay. It's the coffee. You promised.
It is.
You broke your promise to me, didn't you?
I know. I was running late this morning. I had to get coffee.
I'm not going to take coffee before I walk in here.
Because I already talk too fast. It's all right. Proving it right now. This is why I don't drink coffee.
Oh, you can get a 30-minute show out in
5 minutes.
I know.
I could get so much done right now.
With that,
I know. It's my coffee mug says, but first coffee.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's just call it out before you call me out. So, like I said, we do have Bountiful Harvest, which is beautiful, beautiful art pieces. They're like 4 feet tall wood, just beautiful art paintings.
Uh-huh.
And then Take Flight, of course, is all about the history of flight and the evolution of flight. And you learn how to make really wonderful and actually functioning paper airplanes.
Paper airplanes. Yep. That's right. Have you made one yet?
I have not in that, because you can also make paper helicopters, and I made one of those.
Does it work?
It did. I was shocked. There are step-by-step instructions, though, so I didn't just figure out.
Does it have like a little rotor?
Yeah, it has like a, I don't even know how to explain it, especially not on this not visual medium. It's going to be very difficult.
Right.
But it's basically got different pieces of paper that make a rotor on the top. And then we have in the exhibition, there are different like ways to launch your paper airplanes. And then there's like a hover one. And so that's where your helicopter works the best, is in the hover one. It doesn't really like fly across the room. It just kind of sits there.
Is there like air being moved or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah. It's really
cool.
Fun. Yeah. There's a lot to do in there.
Okay. Now here's the best part. The cost.
The cost. Yay. So
for
$80 a year. A family of 2 adults and up to 4 kids.
Doesn't have to be your 4 kids.
Correct. You can have 2 kids and they can bring a friend every time.
That's right.
That is what you get in for the entire year. It's $80 for the whole year. And that the only thing you're going to pay for once you're inside the park is if you want to feed the parrots, it's $1. Other than that, it's all free once you're inside.
When you feed the parrots, you go into the big parrot cage.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called lorikeets.
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 Mm-hmm.
And they're just cute and they live off nectar.
Yeah, they do.
And so we have nectar or something like nectar that mm-hmm. if for $1, you can buy this little cup of sugared water.
Yeah, it's pretty much sugar water. Yeah.
And they will flock all over you.
They will.
And they'll sit there and it's beautiful when you see it. And
mm-hmm.
like I like to do, I like to find a young child going by and pour it on its head.
Yep.
And then they just flock on his head. And the kid's running, screaming, his mm-hmm. parents are looking at me. Funny, mm-hmm. kind of strange. So, hey, I just thought you liked lorikeets.
Just giving it a great experience.
Just giving it a great experience. No, but that's fun. And then, but everything in Turtle Bay is great. You know, y'all come by once a month because it's good to hear all the different things you're doing out there. And now, like you said, you're helping with the Indigenous Peoples Day
mm-hmm.
and the other things that you all help with.
Yeah, we get to be involved with a lot of really great other community things, like the Maker Fair that's coming in November. We're not running that, but we're a big part of it. So we get to really support. And then that and Indigenous Peoples Day, we get to really support some really great things.
You've got a lot
it's
of good stuff
the park
out there.
Stuff.
No,
yeah.
And the park, the park is looking great.
Yeah, and we are. I know the playground has been closed for a year now, which is tragic and sad, but we are bringing in newer and better and bigger things, which is going to be wonderful. And the mill buildings get an entire refresh as well. A lot of that stuff hadn't been touched since the park, that portion of the park opened like 20 years ago. So it's going to be really nice to have some updates. So be patient. Bear with us. The forest camp is still open, just not every piece. And once they are, they'll be new and it'll be wonderful. So
okay. It's
exciting.
We just have a couple minutes left, so let's talk about what you've been
about
doing.
About my life.
Because
I like how you still got time for this.
We still have time for this. I saw you. You know, I don't go on Facebook a lot, but
great.
It seemed like I saw the one with you and your dance troupe.
Yeah,
and there
Saturday.
You were standing on one leg.
On one leg.
And it was the bad leg.
It was my bad leg. And it was straight. And I had my other leg up. It was amazing.
It was. Your other leg was up. And I was thinking, mm-hmm. first of all, when I clicked on, I was going, what?
Is this picture sideways?
Is this picture sideways? No, but you're recovered. Are you pretty much recovered?
Mm-hmm. I officially had my first performance since I got hurt on Saturday.
That's great.
I know. It was wonderful. And it was a really great just atmosphere, and the people I'm dancing with are wonderful. It's called Formation Dance. Look us up on Instagram. We're wonderful. Not to brag, but
and where'd you all dance at?
Great. So we actually at the moment are dancing at different community events and things like that. This last weekend was at Pride, and that was our, and then the one before that I was out of town for, but it was at the Suicide Prevention Walk. So we're doing different things like that. We will put on our own show, I believe, in the spring. I'm not sure what theater we're doing that out of yet. Last year I know it was at Shasta College.
Okay.
But yeah, so it's really fun. And our director, Derek, who is He won Dancing with the Stars this year, Shasta County. He is wonderful and so creative. And our show on Saturday, he created the entire thing and choreographed it. And there was a
when
story.
When Dancing with
great.
The Stars comes back to the to the Cascade, do you go there and watch this?
The tour, the official tour. One? Well, I just entered to win tickets, so hopefully I do get to go see it this year. But I didn't see it last time it was here, no, tragically.
It's incredible.
They are.
Incredible in the energy. And, I guess, you know, it's incredible the energy they have in there, how hard they dance.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like the hardest, you know, routine you're going to have in 3 minutes.
And you have to be in full hair and makeup and costume and look pretty and make it not look hard all at the same time.
Well, that right
it's
there.
It's a lot of work.
And I know everything Fred Astaire did, but Ginger Rogers did the same thing, going backwards down the yellow heels. Okay. Everybody head out to Turtle Bay. $80 for a family membership. That's adults and 4 kids. They got a lot of great things going on. Christy Kidd, thank you so much for being with us. All right.
And the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Higher energy prices helped fuel U.S. consumer prices in September, but overall inflation remained in check as it has for the past several years.
The Labor Department says consumer prices went up 0.3% last month. Much of that increase stemmed from energy, housing, and medical care commodities. Energy costs rose 2.9% in September as oil and gasoline prices rebounded from recent lows. Previous price declines still mean that gas costs 6.4% less than a year ago. Core inflation, which excludes the volatile categories of food and energy, rose 0.1%.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. First-time buyers may be entering the U.S. home market in greater numbers than industry watchers had assumed. The real estate firm Zillow says nearly half of sales in the past year went to people who were buying their first home. Zillow says most first-time buyers this year were couples in their 30s. U.S. home builders' confidence eased this month. That's after surging to the highest level in nearly a year in September. Hyundai has issued a recall. We get more details from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The recall covers Genesis coupes from the 2010 to 2016 model years. The automaker says more than 84,000 of those vehicles are being recalled in the U.S. because a wiring problem can cause the front passenger airbags to malfunction. The company says an electrical connector for the passenger seat airbag sensor can become disconnected, and that can cause the airbag to inflate when a child is in the seat or deploy with too little force to protect an adult.
And Linda Kenyon reports dealers will secure the wiring to make sure it stays connected. Cooler and calmer weather today should help crews fighting a southern Colorado wildfire that's forced the evacuation of hundreds of people and destroyed one home. The fire was reported before dawn yesterday east of Westcliff. Gusty winds helped it quickly to grow to about 24 square miles by the end of the day. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
On April 20th, 1999.
America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me, and I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 21st. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
Donald Trump's campaign has invited the mother of an American who was killed in Benghazi, Libya, to attend tomorrow's final presidential debate. Trump's campaign confirms that Pat Smith, the mother of Sean Smith, will be one of its guests. Smith gave an emotional speech at the Republican National Convention, blaming Hillary Clinton for her son's death. She accused the former Secretary of State of lying to families about what sparked the 2012 attack that left 4 Americans dead. You may not be climbing behind the wheel of an Apple anytime soon after all, as Wally Hines explains.
Bloomberg's reporting that Apple is dropping plans to build its own car and instead will focus on autonomous driving systems that could be used by others. Bloomberg reports hundreds of people have been reassigned, let go, or left on their own. The change in direction follows months of internal disagreements, changes in leadership, and supply chain issues. Google's gone through similar problems in building its own cars.
This is Wally Hines reporting. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Russian officials say warplanes from Russia and Syria have suspended airstrikes in the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause on Thursday.
The defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, made the announcement in a televised briefing. He called on countries with influence on militant groups in eastern Aleppo to convince them to cease their actions and leave the city. Under the Russian plan, Syrian troops would apparently draw back. The defense ministry said it hoped the initiative would help the work of American and Russian military experts in Geneva, discussing ways to separate outlawed jihadist fighters from other forces supported by the American-led coalition.
That's the BBC's James Robbins reporting. President Obama says it is a bittersweet day. He and Michelle Obama welcomed the Italian prime minister for the last official visit and state dinner of the Obama presidency. On a clear fall day, the president said he and the first lady saved the best for last in welcoming Matteo Renzi and his wife. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Grab life by the throttle. Play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidson Street 750s. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 7 p.m. for cash and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or his and hers Harley Davidson's. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entry all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley-Davidson Street 750s from Redding Harley-Davidson. Final drawing Thursday, October 27th. Cash up for grabs, too. Bucks and Bikes Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river and on a Harley-Davidson.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's here. She's on sabbatical on Tuesdays. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Good morning. It is the 18th of October, a Tuesday. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob. And you know what? I think it's still kind of like drizzling out there someplace.
Yes, Carl, a little bit of drizzle showing up on the radar, but it is clearing up, and we will have partly cloudy skies this afternoon. The high moving up towards the 70-degree mark. That's an update from what we had earlier today. Tomorrow we could see 80 degrees under clear skies. That'll be the conditions for at least into the weekend. Then it'll start cooling off on Saturday. Sunday night we could see more rain coming in, a quarter to half an inch of rain as we get into the new week. Right now in Reading it is 54 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A locally owned business right here in the city of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney have done a great job there opening up several businesses. We've won awards for hiring veterans, which I think is just outstanding. Give them a call, 365-3793. They also have discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Just want to remind everybody that there's going to be another couple of fundraisers out there. One is the... it's not a fundraiser. It's on the 20th of October, which is Thursday. It is a fall fundraising banquet for One Safe Place, an evening with Cleveland kidnapping survivor Michelle Knight. They're going to be talking about with the notorious Cleveland kidnapper, Ariel Castro, and records counts the full story of her years in captivity, her escape, and a powerful inner strength and capacity for hope that has helped her rebuild her life. The individual tickets there are $500. Hosted table for 10 is, is $50 is $500. For more information, call 244-0118. There's still, tickets available, I believe. And it's sponsored by the Northern California Region 3 SAFE program, O2 Employment Services, Young's Market, Wind River Resort and Casino. and Redding Rancheria. Proceeds from the event benefit the life-changing programs and services of One Safe Place. Okay. I'm here with Mary Rickert. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Running for third district supervisor for Shasta County.
Yes, I am.
Well, yeah, you've been on here. I try and get everybody on, you know, especially since November 8th is...
21 days, but who's counting?
But who's counting? Where are you going to be on election night?
That's a really good question. I might be just not too far away. We got a little house down here on a ranch, not in the general vicinity of Redding, so... I'd like to also, you know, maybe make the rounds with some of the other candidates and visit with them. And
I think that night we're going to. It's a Tuesday night, right. But I think we'll let Kyle have that evening off, or maybe not because the things don't really start till after 7 o'clock anyway.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the official results never come in till after 10 or so.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but we can go around. Let's probably start around 7 o'clock. Then we'll go to all the different places.
Right.
Democrats, Republicans, and talk to me the different people that are running, just to stop by, say hello, tell them, thank them for their time and trouble and effort, and wish them all good luck.
Yeah.
And do that. Over to the Democratic Party, see if they're gloating where they're having their party at, or the Republicans. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting night. It'll be worth going around and coming back in and just checking in.
It would be fun.
Yeah, it is. We've done it before. I tell you what, too, we've gone into places when the results have come out. And I'm not going to mention names, but this one person just absolutely thought he was a shoo-in.
Uh-huh.
And it's not Patrick Jones. It was somebody else. And we walked in, and they just came out with the first results. And it was like, what?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
But you never know.
You never know. You just have to keep pushing and pushing.
That's right. That's all. I don't ever really think about the outcome. I just think, take it one day at a time and go where I need to go and meet the people I need to meet.
There you go. What can you say? Mm-hmm. So tell me why we should vote for Mary.
Well, I'm a 42-year resident of Shasta County, and I don't like what I'm seeing that's going on. I remember moving here as a new bride years and years ago, and Shasta County was a nice place to live. You know, it was the kind of place, if you forgot to lock your car at night, you didn't worry about it. And obviously things have changed. I've watched our neighborhoods change, and I really want to see the whole safety, public safety issue to be really addressed seriously. Not to say that they aren't trying now, but I think we need to probably, if Measure D and E passes, I think we need to really focus our energy on trying to make the environment a healthier environment for everyone. You know, I've done a lot of, I've probably knocked on about 2,500 doors during this campaign. Even I've done about half of Bernie. And so I've had the opportunity to be in a lot of neighborhoods, a lot of different demographics, meet a lot of different people. That's actually my favorite part of this whole process is meeting and talk to people one-on-one. And you just don't see the kids outside playing like you used to 20, 30 years ago. It's the streets are quiet. They're really quiet. And a lot of people, you know, they're home and they won't come to the door. And I don't blame them, but we need to have that whole feeling of a safe community. We need to restore that.
Well, we do. And one of the ways of doing it is by taking more bad guys off the street. Mm-hmm. Yet there's nothing that I've seen coming from the Board of Supervisors or the city that's going to do that immediately.
Right. I'm hoping.
I mean, or things right. In the last 2 years. We've right. been waiting for this blueprint for safety.
Right.
And now we've got something to vote on.
Right.
What happens if that doesn't pass?
That concerns me. I think it's an opportunity. I look at it as an opportunity to see if we can try to kind of get a handle on all of this. The other day I was walking in the Enterprise area. I've spent a lot of time in the Enterprise area, and I talked to a young woman. And it's a really nice neighborhood. And there was a situation where there was evidently an older couple lived there. Their son moved in, brought in a fifth wheel. And there's obvious, drug activity going mm-hmm. on. And the neighborhood is just beside themselves with concern about their kids. And so it's... There's got to be a way that we can kind of get a handle on that so that people feel comfortable in their own homes. And especially, we've got to protect our children. I think drugs, and you and I have talked about this before, Carl, I think drugs are at the basis of so many of our social ills in Shasta County. If you were to read our statistics, whether it be domestic violence or crime statistics or suicide statistics, we're double the state average, and that doesn't reflect well on our social issues and problems that we're dealing with. So that's one of the primary reasons I'm running. Now, bear in mind, I have a strong background in agriculture. My husband and I are the owners and operators of Prather Ranch, and water issues are another huge issue. I have been spending a lot of time dealing with that. When I served on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, there was a particular issue called GRAP, the Grazing Regulatory Action Project, and I got involved on a statewide level, and that actually we were able to basically have the State Resources Water Quality Control Board, they actually decided to not proceed with that project at this time. So I felt like getting involved, getting engaged, being proactive, and trying to educate people from Sacramento that don't really understand how it works out here in the rural areas of California, we were effective, and we were able to get in front of that.
Okay. I'm with Mary Rickard, who's running for election in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 3. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Budget Blinds. And their whole goal is to that when they walk out after being with you for a half an hour to talk to you about what you want, is that they can tell you exactly what's going to look great in your house. It's going to fit your budget. It's going to be something that your decor that you're going to be extremely happy with, and it's going to be within your budget. You can't beat anything than that. You can't get any better than that. Just give Jerry a call at 226-9027 or visit their website at budgetblinds.com. They do extremely good work. We have seen their work. We have had them over our house. I mean, you can't say enough about it. Budget Blinds. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, everybody. Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. It's football season, and Mighty Fine has great deals on our nearly 300 beers for whichever big game you're looking forward to this weekend. We've also got daily deli specials under $5, fried chicken that can't be beat, and these new sriracha chicken bites that you just have to try. Locally owned and operated at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, Mighty Fine has everything you need for game day. Big store selection, small store service, Mighty Fine.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palisadro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center. On Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I'd trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for
your
this,
microphone,
but now
is
you're
mine.
In my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, Carl Bott here. It's 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 54 degrees, going up to 69 today. It's going to be starting to get sunny out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the North State for well over 20 years with outstanding service for all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. Voted best in the North State last year. They could be voted best in the North State every year, as far as I'm concerned. They are our guys of choice, our HVAC people of choice, Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you've got an emergency. And trust me, we had an emergency, and there they were. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org, a better-known business. I want to talk about the Honor Guard from VFW Post 9650 is having a spaghetti dinner and fundraiser this Saturday from 3 to 8 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. It's going to be at – it's going to use their money for – to help their Post Honor Guard be able to pay honor and at ceremonies for our fallen heroes and for things like Veterans Day, Memorial Day. And also for the Elite Anderson Police Canine Unit, the Veterans Canine Connection, and a Post Honor Guard. All of that will be there. They're going to have raffle items, 50-50 drawings. It costs $10 for adults 12 and over. Kids 12 and under, or under 12, $5. For more information, call 365-9650. VFW Post 9650 Honor Guard Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser this Saturday at the Anderson VFW Hall. I'm here with Mary Rickard, and we're each running for supervisor, District 3. In the past, we've had the Shasta Board of Supervisors has chosen to listen to chemtrails, but not chosen to listen to the Estate of Jefferson people. Would you want to listen to them? In other words, let them make a presentation?
You know, I don't have a problem with that at all. I just for the record, I did attend two forums that were hosted by the State of Jefferson group, and I really empathize with a lot of the issues that they bring forward, especially the regulations. Recently, I don't know if you noticed in the paper, Janet Chandler was the third person that was on the ballot for District 3 in the primary. And Janet just recently wrote a letter to the editor and recommended that people support me in this in the general election, and I appreciate that. And I think it's because Janet knew that I also had a lot of concerns that were consistent with what the people of the State of Jefferson had. As someone who works in agriculture, I cannot emphasize enough how we are overregulated, and it's a continually barrage of new legislation that comes out of Sacramento that dictates to us how we are to operate. I was reading last night a pamphlet from the California Cattlemen's Association about the various issues that the state legislature are discussing right now. One is this methane gas with the cows. I mean, I just find that kind of mind-boggling myself. But those are the kinds of issues that the State of Jefferson is concerned about, and I certainly have a great deal of empathy. And I certainly do support a lot of what their concerns are.
I kind of hope that they pass this thing saying you can capture the gas and keep it from, you know, inflicting itself on the rest of us, and perhaps we can get our arms around what's happening in Sacramento. Can you imagine that? Feed them pills, and the only thing that could happen is the truth comes out of their mouth and not their butt.
Okay,
I'm not going to go there. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, well, maybe that'll help the cork industry.
Well,
you have a question, Terry?
I have two. First of all, Mary, the idea of Jefferson, just so you know, is about representation. It really is. It truly is. And we do have two attorneys that right now have won twice before the Supreme Court. They're representing us and have given us 75 hours of pro bono work. So something is going to happen with representation. We're confident of that. Mm-hmm. And in your county, so you know, we have 31,000 signatures. 31,000.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have for you is that we have a lot of candidates who come on and talk about crime and safety, and I know that's one of your first priorities.
Yes.
Have you gone in to find out, and I asked Bill Chappell the same question, where the AB 109 money is going? According to some sources, it could be as much as $20 million. Then I have another quick question after that, but have you looked into that yet?
No, I haven't, but that's a really good question, and I will look into that. That is a really good question.
Part of it did go to the police department, and you may want to see why it did.
Okay.
Because it wasn't supposed to. It wasn't earmarked for that.
Right.
And that's the Reading Police Department. The other thing is that
Terry have, from what I understand, is that money has been less every year too,
mm-hmm.
because of we're still putting people in jail, and every time you do that, you're punished by them taking money away from you.
Well,
have you heard that?
That's not entirely the case. What it is that they've held back of even giving the lump sums. They've owed us money for some time, and I don't have the exact figure, but I know it's more than $10 million. And I know that as Bill Chappell is answering on your program yesterday, we know that it went to the probation department, and some of it's gone for computer equipment to the police department, which I don't know how that even worked. I don't even know how they could even do that. And so I would hope that each candidate that is... you know, that is fired up about health and safety is the number one issue, which they should be.
Yes, absolutely.
Are going to look into this stuff and have some ammunition, because we're not hearing anything on ammunition, just what we want. Mm-hmm. Well, we all want a lot of things. So you would look into that?
Yes, I would. And, you know, bear in mind, I served for 10 years on the Shasta County Mental Health Drug and Alcohol Board, and I know that we have a real hard time when I was on that board of Shasta County getting reimbursed for their dollars that we were entitled to for Medi-Cal and ECA. So it doesn't surprise me that the state is slow in pay, and it wouldn't surprise me at all, because it was always a big and ongoing issue there.
Yeah, let's be clear. They are slow, but we have received money already. The question is the money that we have received, not what they haven't given us.
What?
Where is that going?
Right. No, I understand.
Okay.
I understand.
Second question is, D&E is going to affect your folks, too. It's going to affect the Burning folks, the Chop and Reading, et cetera, et cetera. As of Saturday, the Record Searchlight published in the paper a letter by Gary Cadd, and he, as the rest of the city council, was told Kurt Starman, who would not take any of the rainy day fund out to help with community service officers or police, is now saying he's going to spend our rainy day fund, folks. He's going to spend that money on the unfunded liability. He's spending the rainy day fund on the unfunded liability. And, oh, by the way, they're also looking into buying a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what your position is as far as where you can be, as far as is looking into the facts of D&E and seeing exactly what's going on with that before you do make a decision.
Right.
Okay, Terry, thanks.
Well, one thing I want to make a point is that I'm running for a county supervisor seat, and so I wouldn't really have any jurisdiction in anything happens on the city. But I do understand your concern, and I have a reputation for being one of those kind of people that does a lot of questions and transparency. When I served on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, which this will resonate with you, I kind of got some of the other board members fired up in terms of, let's find out what's happening, where the fire fee money is spent. And I actually had presented some hard questions to some various employees as to how that money was being spent. And so I'm not afraid to ask those kind of questions. I'm not afraid to dig into it.
Okay. Well, you know, and Terry's got some good points there that if they're using general fund money to pay unfunded, well, this is going to happen. I wrote a, this is about you, but I'm just saying, I wrote a blog yesterday on the Record Searchlight, said Dear E. And, you know, frankly, the money can go anywhere the city council wants it to go. I mean, let's just get right down to it. And I've been saying this for weeks, and I saw Terry made a statement one time on there too, is this money can be spent any way the city council wants to spend it. It doesn't have to be spent on police. Yes, it would be nice to say that they will live up to what he says. But if that's, you know, but if there's emergencies and there's other funding that needs, like unfunded liabilities, let's just, you know, face facts. That's where the money's going to go. Mm-hmm. Now, saying that, there's, you know, but I would think that they'd be trying everything else before they went there, before they used that money, that $11 million a year.
That's right.
You know, that goes out there. I mean, first of all, you know, have we tried everything else before we start, you know, siphoning that off?
The only thing I can say is that we as citizens of Shasta County and the city of Redding need to hold our representatives accountable. And that's one thing that I think that Janet Chandler kind of appreciated about me is she understood that I feel like the representatives that are elected to be seated, whether it's on the Board of Supervisors or City Council, we represent the people. And we need to listen to the people, and that's what's really important here.
Okay. Our guest is Mary Rickert, running for supervisor for District 3 here in Shasta County. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people there. They have you know, any types of jewelry you could possibly want. Really emphasize estate jewelry, but they've got it all. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. You need anything done with watches, bring them to Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Well, I'm not the kind to live in the past. The years run too short and the days too fast. The things you lean on are things that don't last. While it's just now and then, my line gets cast into these time passages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At the Paint Mart, we're your one-stop solution for all things paint. Are you thinking about painting the outside or inside of your home? Right now, with the purchase of 10 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint, you can get a sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. We also provide our masking machines free to make masking your windows quick and simple. Indoors or out, paint smart with the Paint Mart. Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints and all the right tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Right now, more than one half of military-connected students attend a community college like Shasta College, where they need one-on-one services. Measure H will assist military personnel and veterans with a dedicated veteran support center at Shasta College. Right now, our businesses need trained workers. Measure H will help with the construction of a new career technical education facility to provide students with training in advanced manufacturing, welding, automotive diesel, and computer science. And right now, perhaps more than at any other time, our fire, law enforcement, and emergency medical workers need trained personnel. Measure H will help by building a regional public safety training facility for collaborative trainings and to fill positions with highly trained new job candidates. With Measure H, all money raised will stay local and cannot be taken by the state, nor used for salaries, pensions, or other operating expenses. Do your part to help our veterans, our businesses, and our fire and police. Vote yes on Measure H.
Paid for by the Committee in Support of Measure H.
Kent, listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County, dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I like mine with lettuce and tomato. Pines 57 and French fried potatoes. Big kosher pickle and a cold draft beer. Well, good God almighty, which way do I steer from my
cheeseburgers and paradise?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCR 1460.
For all my vegetarian
friends. We're talking to Mary Rickard, who, of course, has
a beef producer.
Beef producer up there in, where are you at? You're up past.
Well, our facility, what we like to call abattoir, has a little nicer
abattoir.
Ring than.
Yeah, where you keep your cattle at.
Yeah, right, where they. Well, I always say our cattle have a really great life. They just have one very bad day.
One very bad day. There you go. Yeah, just like that.
Hey, Siskiyou County. And because it was fairly easy to build in Siskiyou County, but we won't go there.
No, because we are going to go about a couple other things here in town, or here in this county. Welcome back, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. The best place in the world to get your hair cut. Bar none. I don't care what you say. They're great. Right down the street from Millie and Kathy's Classic Cafe, where they have chipped beef on toast and a mini Veterans Museum right there on the walls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're here with Mary Rickard, who is running for 3rd District Supervisor position. And we've been talking about, you know, would you listen to the State of Jefferson guys? And you said, yes, you know, give them their 15 minutes up there like everybody else.
Right.
I've just gotten into it, this thing where this couple are losing their home after, and I can't blame this on the supervisor because he didn't even know about it until I told him, up in Ono. Mm-hmm. And when I called Leonard, he goes, get their number, I'll call him.
Sure.
Because of the permitting process. They've lived in this place for 14 years, 1,000 square feet. Somehow, you know, the permit people come out there, they inspect it. Even though it was built to code, oh, no, you have to have permits to build it. You have to have permits. They're out in the middle of 40 acres on your own property, and now they've been red tagged. They've got to be – they've been told they've got to move.
Right.
Because they cannot afford the $13,000 for these permits to build. There's something wrong here.
There is, and I think that the county has the opportunity to really improve our economy in Shasta County. If they had a real user-friendly, let's figure out how to solve these kinds of problems. This is, you know, you don't run across this issue every day, but let's sit down and let's try and figure out how to work this out for people. People have an investment in their property, and let's figure out how we can solve these problems. As I think I shared with you on one of my last visits here, Carl, a friend of ours shared the story years ago. John Caton was a supervisor for District 3. And I think it was about 4 or 5 supervisors ago. And this particular friend of ours was having problems getting a permit. And so John Caton literally took him by the hand and walked him through the process and got him taken care of in one day. And so hopefully supervisors take their position seriously and will help try and solve this kind of problem. Well, and they need to be able to work with the planning department and see they're on the front lines. They're the ones that can welcome people to Shasta County. They're the ones that can make people feel like they're wanted, that they want our business our business community to grow, and so it really is an opportunity for them to look at it that way.
Well, we're still having problems with the permitting. I know that Modi and Lee's got together with the group to try. I have not seen – this has been months ago. I haven't seen any – have you seen any outcome on that?
No, I haven't. I've gotten a few emails from Supervisor Kehoe because he and I have talked about this topic more than once, and there have been some meetings and that there was some progress being made. But quite frankly, I haven't heard anything in the last 2 or 3 months, and that's a really good question.
I think we need to find out about it because Leonard said, you know, I mean, right here in the show, sitting where you are.
You're right.
That he was meeting with people that had problems. And I knew some of the people that were, you know, that had problems with them, and they were on that committee. I would love to hear what they came up with.
Well,
and here it's, I think it's been long enough that we could have something. So I'll give Leonard a call. She'd get him back in here.
Yeah, I might shoot David Kehoe an email and see what they've come up with, if they've continued to meet.
Kehoe and Modi voted against the expansion of the ARC.
Right.
Not just to build it, and you could build it and shut it down. So if you didn't have the money to run it, they just voted against it.
Right.
Three others voted for it. Your opponent, Les Ball, and Bill Chappelle.
Right.
How would you have voted for that?
I would have had to really look at the information, the budget, but probably I would lean towards voting in favor of it, because I do think we need to make some changes. We need to figure out how we're going to kind of turn the tide here in Shasta County. We need to have more jail capacity in terms of keeping people off the streets. As I shared with you the last time I was in here about, you know, you'll arrest somebody. They might have broken into a house, you know, for their drug, to kind of take care of their drug habit. And if they turn around and they're out the door in 24 hours, what are they going to go do? They're going to go break into somebody else's house. So it's kind of a continual problem that we need to kind of get in front of, and we need to have some consequences. I'm a firm believer in consequences. You don't just break the law and think that you can.
Would you support the idea of when money, if D passes,
if D, this
that,
is,
that
yes,
money
right.
could be used immediately into moving people out of the jail, that should be one of the first things they do, and into other places in the state?
Yes. It's more inexpensive for them to be housed in other counties. We can see about outsourcing.
I think we should, and then opening up the spots, we can put 100 bad guys in there. I asked Bill Chappelle that, and he said he would support that.
Yes,
and
I do.
Would you support that, too?
I do. I do think that we need to send a strong message that this we just don't have a tolerance for this repeat offenders, and they're back on the streets doing the same thing the next day. It's got to be very challenging for law enforcement. As I've shared with you before, I've done a couple of ride-alongs, and I rode with a deputy from Bernie one day, and these guys got a tough job. They deal with some tough characters, and it's scary for them. I feel sorry for them. I ran across the deputy the other day as I was going door to door, and he came out the door and he was holding his 3-month-old baby in his arms. And I thought to myself, boy, I hope you stay safe for the next 20 years. It's scary. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, and it is, but you know, but. I hate to say this, but they volunteer for that job.
No, I know they do, but it...
Just like the military and people. Yeah. Oh, those poor 18 and 19-year-olds. Hey, there's nobody that joined the service since 2001 doesn't think you're going to be in a fight.
That's right.
So it's the same thing with the sheriffs.
Sure.
The sheriffs and the police is, they know what what the climate is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't want them to come home hurt. You don't want any of them to be hurt.
No,
and
they
you
have
don't want
families.
People on the outside. Their job is to catch criminals and not to kill criminals, but to catch criminals. And, but that's what they've, you know...
That's what they sign up for.
That's what they sign up for.
And I really, really respect the tough job that they do.
What about marijuana? What happens if marijuana gets passed in this initiative? If they legalize marijuana, right now in Shasta County, you can't grow marijuana anywhere.
No.
So what are you going to do then?
Well, to me,
because it doesn't give you an option.
No, I know.
In this initiative, I think
that's true. I need to really research that. I've been so busy with the campaign. I've read a few articles, but that's something. If it does pass, we're going to have to really, really sit down and see what opportunities the county has in terms of revisiting our current ordinances and how this is going to all kind of work together. To be able to, you know, I've had a lot of people say that it's a really good thing to, and we can generate some revenue. And one thing I would, if that does happen, if it does pass and we do generate some revenue, if we're taxing it or whatever, I really think, I was reading an article again last night about some studies that have been done on marijuana and how important it is. Our young people don't get a hold of it. That's a big concern of mine. Because it, especially with brain development, I think, you know, they say up to 25 years of age, it's really important that they don't really get addicted to it.
It's like alcohol.
Yes.
I mean, it's more insidious, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm not for this measure, but I'm right. not. I'm not going to vote for anything that puts a, you know, that puts another inhibitor on brain development.
Right.
Whether it's alcohol or marijuana. But if it comes, this is something we've got to look at.
We've got to look at
You've got to be proactive. And if it's going to be here, we've got to be able to tax the hell out
That's
of it.
That's right. And regulate it.
And regulate it so it's sold in places that you can know where it's at and then be ruthless if they're trying to bootleg it.
Well, you know, Carl, another thing. When I served on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, we had several presentations made to our board about illegal marijuana grows. And primarily a lot of them were from the North Coast. But we had... one of our local Reading gentlemen from the Regional Water Quality Control Board gave a presentation. And it's shocking what's going on here in Shasta County. And I think the average citizen would be surprised how many illegal grows are out there. And so one of the things that is absolutely imperative is that we have to be sure that we clean up these illegal marijuana grows because they are really damaging our environment. And I'm going to take it one step further. These chemicals, which is banned in the United States, it comes over the border from Mexico, and it's killing wildlife and endangered species.
Yeah, the rodenticide they had that kills everything.
It's just devastating. I saw pictures that I will never forget. These dead fishers. I don't know if anybody knows what a fisher is.
Yeah, like a weasel.
Yeah, they're like a weasel.
Or a mark.
But and bears and deer, but I want to ask people this question. If they're using those chemicals on that marijuana plant, and that marijuana plant is being sold on the street, what's it doing to the people that are smoking it? What's it doing? How's it impacting their health? And are we going to see problems down the road from that?
Well,
so it's
but
not.
These are illegal grows that are going on that you see a lot of this up right. in the national forest and everything. But I agree, you know, if it's going to happen. But we need to get in front of
Absolutely.
Instead of trying to catch up with something, we need to get in front of the ball on this. Hey, mm-hmm. Gary, we're going to get to you as soon as we get back from these messages. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Mary Rickert running for District 3 Supervisor. We're talking about marijuana and other things. This is Open Line. Give us a call about what you believe or what you like to ask Mary a question about. We'll be right back. It's a quarter till 9 here on the 18th of October, 54 degrees, going up to 69 today.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Local farmer Brian Daly promised to do things different when he went to Sacramento, to work hard and fix things that matter to working people. Keeping his promise to the voters, Brian worked to save our rural hospitals, get more doctors in our communities, and cut back regulations to put people back to work and stop mill closures. Results matter, and Brian Daly delivers. Vote to re-elect Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2016.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Fairy Tale Endings. Beverly Meekow was starting a new chapter by raising her young granddaughter to ensure she has a brighter future. But her fixed income was complicating their happy story. Enter Tri-Counties Bank mortgage loan specialist Bill O'Neill and his team. They offered ways Beverly could consolidate her current mortgage and other debt into a lower fixed-rate home loan, reducing her total monthly loan expenses and saving her a princely sum every month. The Tri-Counties Bank team even made arrangements to have her new loan documents signed and notarized in the comfort of her own home. Fairy tales do come true. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, fairy tale endings. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before. Help you combine your home and auto insurance.
State Farm can do that? That means I can do anything on radio. Like consume the rare and often poisonous pufferfish.
Uh-oh. I can't feel my face.
Please, ma'am. All I'm saying is State Farm helps life go right by helping combine your home and auto because they can.
I'm fine. Just a little paralysis.
State Farm. Here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Call agent Zach Bay at 221-3224 or visit his website at zachbay.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda, Linda will be back tomorrow, and we've got the sheriff on, Sheriff Pasinko, and I've got 1,000 questions for Sheriff Pasinko. And they all kind of range around, you know, if you're given $4 million from Measure D, which is more than they say, but it's a lot of money, just $2 million, you know, and you front it up from the general fund, will you get rid of 100 or more prisoners so we can have an instant gratification here? You know, let the other stuff be built and all this kind of thing. Anyway, the sheriff's going to be on tomorrow. I'm here with Mary Rickett, who is has joined us, who's running for District 3 supervisor in Shasta County. She is has been on our show several times, as people know. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, 2620 Larkspur Lane, right here in Reading. And I tell you, if you're looking for somebody to take care of your family, you're not going to get any better than Sharon Clark. That's right. Sharon handpicks the people that work for her. She trains them. They're all bonded, insured, have background investigations. She handpicks them for the families that they're going to work with, whether it's short period of time, and say somebody's had surgery or broke a leg or something like that, they need a little help, or long-term in-home care that keeps your loved ones at home where they do the best. It's Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane. Give her a call at 226-8350. Linda and I talked about this the other day. Would have no qualms if it came to that, of having Home Helpers help her parents if they needed that. Okay. We're here with Mary Rickert. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for putting your neck out, Mary, and running. Great dedication. My question is, of the fire tax, using $74 million collected, what's the breakdown? Where did the $74 million go? You said you asked the question.
Yes,
so
I did.
I would imagine you have an approximate breakdown of the $74
million. I actually have some of that documentation here with me, Carl will be so kind to let me dig that out. One thing I did find out is that of the grants up here in northern part of the state, that for some reason Shasta County didn't get the figures I have in front of me, that Shasta County collected $8,195,841, and of that they got grants of about $4,898. And as you contrast that to somebody like Tehama County, they got fees collected of $2,456,000 and a few dollars, and they got grants of $3,755,000. I've never quite figured out why Shasta County isn't getting a little bit more money when they're the of the North State, they collected the most in fees. So those are some questions that I had. I also specifically recall asking questions of various people in Sacramento, well, how much of this is actually being used on the ground? And that's a big question with me for anything.
Okay.
And so it was the answer I got after a very, what you would call, pregnant pause. When I was here, I asked him the question, well, about 20%. And that's the thing that concerns me. Now, I do understand there's a certain amount of that money does have to, you know, be set up so they can get their kind of their framework or their structure. But we do need to see more of that money used on the ground for more projects.
80% of the fire tax, this is what we're talking about.
This was a particular project. This had to do with this actually had to do with AB, the 1%, 32.
Okay, speaking of pregnant pause. These are the figures that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Of that $74 million, $50 million went to the general fund.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Another $10 million, which is administrative costs that the state of California assessed, and it worked out to be 14%, which is right in line with what they usually assess.
Right.
$12 million went for the people that come on your property and tell you whether you're in compliance or not.
Right.
$2 million for literature.
Mm-hmm.
Zero for a fire helmet, a hose, any fire suppression. That doesn't ring very well with me at all.
No, and I like I say, that's always been a real issue. When I served on the board, I technically wasn't allowed to speak much, but now that's why I'm off the board and I can talk about it. But I do think that we need to continually, and I have no doubt those Brian Daly, for instance, is in our corner, share our sentiment with our assemblymen and our state senators that we need to be sure that this money is being used for projects. And fuel reduction projects are huge. That's a big problem. And I could spend a good half hour talking about the need for biomass facilities. We've had a real concern about the closure of one in Bernie here recently. And that's, to me, one of our very highest priorities because we have so many dead trees. We've lost about 70 million trees during this last 5 years in this drought. And the bark beetle is moving north. It's now in the Southern Cascades. And we are continuing to see more dead and dying trees. And we need to be proactive, not reactive. And that's something I know Brian Daly's working hard on. And I think we need to continue to support that.
We're talking about that fire tax.
Yes.
Right, on all this. And so we're not getting any money back. And Gary's absolutely right.
No, he is.
Nothing's been used to really fight fires. It's all going to admin and general fund stuff.
Well, it's supposed to be for prevention. And that's the thing is if you read the wording.
Yeah, but the prevention is people still having to go out and clear off things.
Defensible space.
Hey, Gary, thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
You always can count on Gary.
Yeah,
I'm
right there with you. We need to make sure this money is spent wisely.
A reluctant caller wants to know, where did the $3.2 million that was promised, where was that spent or where will it be spent?
What, $3.2 million?
Right? Okay.
What, $3.2 million?
For who?
Where did the $3.2 million in grants that we should have gotten?
Okay. Well, some of those grants were spent for some fuel reduction projects, and I think, for instance, Cal Fire has hired people to go around and to work on the defensible space issues, and they've been working with local landowners, and there are some fuel reduction projects. Some of your local fire organizations in the area that they've actually used some of that money, but not near the percentage of money that we put into that. And we also, remind people that there is a lawsuit that's still pending, and that will be interesting to see how that turns out. So there might be some recourse yet.
Okay. All right, Mary, we've got like 4 minutes left. There's so many problems we're facing here.
We hit some hot topics, no pun intended.
Yeah, but there's a lot of problems.
There are a huge amount of problems, and that's why I'm running. There's a lot of other things I could be doing in life, but I really, as I said before, I have 5 grandchildren, 2 of which live in District 3. They go to North Cal Creek School, and it's important to me that their future is better than what I'm seeing today, and that's all there is to it.
Well, there's something about a subdivision, too, down in Palisadero, or?
Yes, there is. It's called Tierra Robles. It's there's a group organized called No on 166. It's a proposed 166-lot subdivision. There's a Beverly Hills developer that's trying to develop this, and I really empathize with the people that live there. They moved to that general area for the rural lifestyle, and I'm also very, very concerned. I've met with Dave Coxey of the Bella Vista Water District, and I'm concerned about is there going to be adequate water, especially if our drought continues. We have no idea what the weather's going to be like in 10 years, and God forbid, we don't want those people to have to haul in water if the subdivision were to go in. And so it's a big concern for the people. The other real is the wastewater. Where is that going to go? They're going to have to build their own septic systems, kind of a sewer system, and it's going to be a very complex project. There's wetlands up there, and there's just a lot of problems. So I'm watching that one very closely, and I understand and empathize tremendously with the people that are concerned about that project.
How do people get a hold of Mary Rickert?
They can call me at 530-941-7076. I'm on the road. Sometimes my phone, leave a message, because sometimes I'm, you know, going over Hatchet Mountain and I don't get cell service everywhere. But please do call me and I will return your call.
Well, there's a lot of people talking about Measure H in here. We're going to have the Joe White, who is the president of Shasta College, mm-hmm. is going to be on the show November 2nd talking about
good.
Measure H, because there's a lot of questions here. I talked to him the other day, and he answered most of them, but I think everybody needs to hear it.
Right.
So thank you so much for being with us, and as I tell everybody, good luck on the election, and how much I appreciate the fact that you're running, as I do everybody.
Well, I appreciate that, Carl. It's not something that I thought I'd do maybe 20 years ago, but as I've watched our environment kind of change here in Shasta County, I felt compelled that it was time for me to step up and take all my many years of volunteer work and put it to good use, my experience and expertise in a lot of these, you know, for whether it's mental health or agriculture or timber industry. I want to make this place a better place to live before I leave this earth.
Well, that's nice. I think everybody, if everybody had that idea, that it might move us forward instead of us trying to destroy each other because we have a different belief on politics.
No, I'm not in. I don't consider myself a politician. I'm just here to do a job.
All right. Hey, tomorrow the sheriff Tom Basenko of Shasta County be with us. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding. Good morning. It's 9 o'clock.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Donald Trump is claiming he'll end government corruption if elected to the White House. FBI records released Monday show a senior State Department official asked the FBI to help reduce the classification of an email from Hillary Clinton's private server. Trump says proving the White House helped to cover Mrs. Clinton's indiscretions.
The Undersecretary of State, Patrick Kennedy, illegally pressured the FBI to unclassify emails from Hillary's illegal server. That's a lot of illegality in that one statement.
The GOP nominee added to his ethics reform proposal at the Wisconsin rally. He wants to ban executive branch officials from lobbying the government for 5 years after they leave the White House and wants Congress to do the same for members and their staffs to help fight corruption. And it's sure to be a hot button between the two candidates at the final presidential debate tomorrow night, Wednesday night.